producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a church. Get me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgotten.
All right, that was from V. Remember that? Everybody wearing the Guy Fawkes mask. It is Remember, Remember the 5th of November here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super D, Super Don, back in semi-studio as he was out on an adventure. Did you realize you were on the 5th of November and you took off and... I guess maybe you saw the ocean. I don't know. We're going to hear from you now on this, but
yeah,
I'm excited to be here.
This is my favorite day of the year. It really is.
Yeah,
this is my holiday of the year. This is my Christmas.
This is and you did celebrate. And you went out to the Gulf of Mexico. Did you make it? Did you touch the water? Did you get attacked by a shark? What happened? We're all waiting to hear.
No sharks. Saw some jellyfish though, but no sharks.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, it's the first time that I have been to this part of the ocean where literally, and it's like everybody explained, it's like lukewarm bathwater, which is bizarre because even the beach that I grew up with, which was in California, Santa Cruz was my spot. It was still cold water, and then I was up in the Pacific Northwest. Woo, that was cold water. Then you get down here, and it's just like, what is this? This is not cold. It was very pretty. Just clouds and blue sky and water for as far as the eye could see. It was really cool. And, you know, listen, you know what I'm talking about. There's an energy at the ocean that can just, it just sucks all the stress and everything just right out of you and just recharges you. And I needed that so bad. So really enjoyed being out there. Even though it was just for a few minutes, it was definitely worth going.
Well, I want you to try to sneak at least a few more minutes. I don't know if tonight will be too late, but it can handle that negative energy. It can. It can absorb it and deal with it and make you feel all better, at least for a little while. And I remember what you said about the ocean is what I said when I went to the West Coast for the first time, because I grew up on East Coast oceans, although technically Gulf of Mexico. It's similar. It gets very warm in the summer. And, you know, I thought that's what ocean water was supposed to feel like until I went out to California and I thought, who pulled the plug on the heat? That's crazy. Cold. What is this cold, right?
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, listen, what am I talking about? You guys get heat, you know, over, you know, down there in that area of the world. And it gets hot in California, too. But, you know, it has to be like a 100-degree day for you to just, like, jump right out there and feel like it's, you know, it's like, oh, what a relief.
Yeah,
so
it's got to be really
down
hot.
Here, this down here, this is just crazy. I can't imagine. I'm going to have to go play around in the water a little bit longer and figure that one out.
So how far do you get in? Just to your ankles even?
Maybe about mid-calf.
Mid-calf. All right, we need to hear mid-thigh on the next try.
I wasn't exactly dressed for the occasion.
I know. Put on your jams or whatever they do. Bring out. You can surf. You really can't surf there. There's just like the waves are so small, but it's just great. I'm glad I can feel a little bit of it just hearing it from you. So that's terrific.
good times.
Well, this hour, what do we got on tap? E. coli. E. coli on tap, right?
From the ocean.
Would you like Sam Adams or E. coli on tap? No. What is this? 15 new E. coli cases have been reported. They're claiming it's coming from Chipotle. People are, there's somebody suing them. It's in the, I think it's in the Pacific Northwest. Am I right there? It's not California. Further north where you
I believe so. And yes, the media, surprisingly, this is such a shock that they're making this really big deal out of the E. coli situation. Now, granted, look, nobody wants to get E. coli, okay? No, mm-hmm. Obviously, nobody wants to die of food poisoning or get sick or end up in the hospital. But I'm trying to think. I mean, there are food poisoning cases going on almost monthly now. I mean,
all the time,
hear about 300 million tons of hamburger were recalled by such and such company or whatever. The most recent one that I can remember is the Blue Bell ice cream was a big one, which happens to be a Texas brand. And, somebody got sick. I think somebody may have died. But correct me if I'm wrong. Doesn't it seem a little bit extreme what's going on with the Chipotle thing here?
Well, the extreme isn't the E. coli. The extreme is the response by the media. It's as if there's an orchestrated campaign to attack them, and they haven't even definitively determined it's Chipotle. And Chipotle, with great diligence in the matter, actually shut down temporarily 43 of their restaurants this past weekend in Oregon and Washington, to kind of scrub it down, do their investigation, find out. But a direct link with Chipotle has not even been established. You tell me that Taco Bell closed even one of their restaurants the last time this happened to them, or any other fast food restaurant. I mean, I think they're being very responsible here.
Yeah, they're totally cooperating. They're not being defensive. They're not denying that, you know, the possibility could be. They obviously want to find out whether it's them or not so that they can do something about it. But I'll tell you what, I saw a lot of different articles, mm-hmm. and the one that jumped out at me, the Spock eyebrow just went, you know, as I was looking at this.
Mm-hmm.
The CDC has, for some reason, decided to break out DNA cutting-edge technology to try and investigate whether Chipotle is responsible for this E. coli break. DNA technology.
You know, this to me is more like there's a television show called Bones. And they're like...
Yeah,
they,
or CSI, they, right?
Yeah, and they bring out like Star Trek technology as if it's, as if it's really happening today, this 3D and 4D technology. And I'm telling you, they're making this stuff up. They can't track, you know, this E. coli outbreak with this massive DNA machine. I mean, this just sounds great, and people are so programmed because of these TV shows to believe that the CDC can actually do this. They're trying to determine the DNA fingerprint of this STEC-026 E. coli bacteria making people sick. They haven't even linked it to Chipotle, and they're telling us they're going to follow the DNA back to the farm or something.
I want to know, why did they choose Chipotle to break out the tricorder technology machine to try and determine whether it's them or not? You didn't see them using this cutting edge DNA technology with all of these other things that were going on. They're making such a big deal out of this. Why would they do that?
Well, yeah, they didn't target Blue Bell with high tech DNA technology. I don't think you're right.
Where was the transporter? The USS Enterprise on that one.
I really believe they targeted Chipotle because they came out against GMOs, and the media, complicit as they always are, even though probably half the people in the media eat at Chipotle, they're just like piling it on. They're going, you know, anything we can do to target Chipotle and give them some kind of bad light, target their stock and show them that, you know, you should have just put GMO food, you know, out just like everybody else and not done this. And then they got a guy, I don't know, this guy's, how old is he? Chris Collins. He's featured here on a Fox News article, a lot of the Associated Press.
Chris Collins. Everybody knows who Chris Collins is, right?
I don't know who he is. But he says, I'm never going to eat at a Chipotle again. You know, as if, you know, what are you trying to do? Make other people think twice before? You know, listen, people should think twice before they eat out anywhere. I mean, you don't know. You're not handling the food. You really got to work and earn the trust. And if Chipotle really screwed up in the Pacific Northwest, they're going to pay for it in loss of customers and, of course, loss of economics. But, you know, that doesn't tend to be the culture there from Steve Ellis on down, who really has done something at that level that had never been done before in terms of animal welfare, in terms of quality of ingredients. Again, at that level of fast food service and at an affordable price. And I think, you know, there are some folks out there that are trying to take them down a notch and are just piling on in this case. That's my perception of this.
Well, look, let's not beat up Fox News, because this is just like the article they did about that guy that said, I'm never going to eat Bluebell ice cream ever again. Right?
Sure, yeah. And to be fair to Chris Collins, he says, I'm never going to eat out again anywhere. So what's the point of saying I'm never going to eat at Chipotle? Right?
So not only is he going to stop eating at Chipotle, this outbreak of E. coli has completely ruined his ability to eat out at all. Bad Chipotle.
Well, you know what's the problem with Chris Collins is that he knows nothing about silver hydrosol. He knows nothing about probiotics. He knows nothing about ways to counteract E. coli except to figure it out, you know, days later and then end up in the hospital. Now, this is not a knock, I guess. I mean, maybe he's not trained. He has no medical knowledge at all, no homeopathic or herbal knowledge. But this is a case where what if, you know, this could happen at home. You know, you could get contamination at home. People cook chicken a little bit, undercook it. You know, there are any number of possibilities. Food poisoning happens probably more often at home than it does out in restaurants. And what do you do there? I mean, does the media pile on your home kitchen? Say, don't ever eat there. If they invite you over, don't eat. I mean, of course, it's silly. They don't. But the reality is, I guess, takeaway message, not takeout, not a drive-through, but a takeaway message, is that these are one of the things in life you have to be prepared for. Everybody in life, sometime in their life, will suffer food poisoning. I just don't think you get out of life without at least one bout. And it's brutal. But it's a big fire. It's like an industrial fire in your gut. And we've dealt with it here on the show. We talked about it. My mom, who's now 82, on no drugs, put the fire out with a couple ounces of Sovereign Silver. And then, of course, replenishing with probiotics. Get some Dr. O'Hara's. It's easy to travel with. It's shelf-stable. So at the same time, this message, you know, it says, okay, everybody be cautious when you're going out to eat, right? But there's no back-end positive story here to say, here's how you manage this. Here's how you put out the fire so you don't have to go to the emergency room. And if you do, the emergency room will still be there. That's the empowering message you don't get from the mainstream media, but you do get here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, from healthier fast food to junk food, they're claiming that it doesn't matter. It's not the cause for the obesity epidemic. We're going to explore that. And if that doesn't work, we're going to make you swallow a pill that will blow up into a balloon in your belly and claim that's a success.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Trying to bring balance to the force, Super Don is getting closer to the ocean. That does it. All is right with the world when Super D gets close to an ocean. I'm very happy for that. Oh, yeah. All right, just watch out for jellyfish. But you can put them on toast. They're good on toast. SpongeBob, right? Yes.
But is it true that if they sting you, if you just, like, if you urinate on it, it makes it go away? I've heard.
Yeah, the ammonia evidently takes away some of the sting. So that is true. You can also put tobacco on it. Real tobacco will also help. And there are homeopathic remedies, of course, for that, too. So don't get stung. Don't get stung.
No. I steer clear.
Right. Don't eat the junk food either, even though there are stories out there, healthfinder.gov, revealing that junk food is not to blame for America's obesity epidemic. Oh, really? And what is it? Despite the bad reputation, junk food, fast food, and soda aren't the root cause of America's obesity epidemic, according to Cornell University researchers. It's not the root cause. Okay. We could argue root cause. Could root cause be lack of exercise? Big problem. Yeah, sure. Could root cause be eating too much in general? Sure, okay. But when they try to pretend that the toxic empty calories are not also part of that root cause, I think there's money coming in from the junk food industry to fund this kind of study. I've got to believe that, because that's just what we know about sugary, you know, refined sugar, refined salt-laden foods. They just are imbalanced. They're just not going to help a normal metabolism be normal. And because of that, you're going to have a sluggish metabolism. You're going to have a sluggish GI system. And your body's going to retain certain body types, and a lot of them are out there with the level of obesity, a lot of retention of water and fat to dilute the toxic burden on your body that your liver, kidneys, and lymph are not able to handle. But did they mention any of that in this article, Super Don? I don't see it anywhere. Nothing like
scanning,
that.
Scanning? Yeah. No, yeah. Don't see it.
See, they, and then they say this. For 95% of the country, there is no relationship between how much fast food and junk food they're eating and their weight. So evidently, only 5% of the people can eat junk food and fast food and get fat. The rest of you, eat up. Right? Don't tell me this is not paid for by the fast food manufacturers of America minus Chipotle. To make a conclusion like that is crazy. But then we go to the balloon thing. You thought I was joking going out of the break.
This is classic. I mean, yeah. We have talked about some of the bizarre things that they've come up with to try and help people lose weight. I seem to recall, and this just popped into my head, but do you remember we talked about this one thing where it was like they put a tube and it went down into your throat, into your stomach, and it like took the food out after you ate it? And I mean, you know, crazy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that was wild. The vacuum cleaner, right?
Yeah.
They had one built in. Well, I think they actually had it coming out of your belly, too. You could
not
just turn
to be
it on.
Outdone. Mm-hmm. Here comes the clown that makes like the balloon animals.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. That's a great idea because who wants a round balloon when you can have a balloon that's shaped like a steak? You know, really satiate you. You know, something you're like, oh, I actually feel like I've eaten something now. But that's the game here. They're dropping a pill that's tied to a string, so they're going fishing. And what happens is that it dissolves in your stomach and that you're left with a balloon that then you can inflate with the string that, you know, you could send air or water or saline or something. Who knows what it is? Isn't that weird?
All in the name of what? Of wanting to lose weight?
Well, yeah, it fills up your belly so you can't eat as much food. Now, I will give
them... What do you do with the string?
Well, somehow it detaches. Like there's an eject button or something. Eject! Let it go!
They're so funny. It's so ridiculous.
I think there's an Oompa Loompa at the bottom of the string that releases it after it inflates, and the Oompa Loompa climbs back out of your esophagus.
Hey, folks, just eat less.
Yeah, just eat less.
Why do we have to have people inventing things like this because you just can't stop eating?
Right. Well, listen, remember when we talked to Johanna Jones up in Minnesota about this with addiction? We talked about the entities that were latched onto people, and there are ghosts that love to eat so much they will latch onto people who are vulnerable if they have emotional injuries and wounds, and people that eat to feel better. And so there is some of that going on. We talk about that too because we believe life is more than just what meets the eye, and of course, what bursts your bubble or balloon in your belly. Okay, guys and girls, we got lots more healing to go. We got a question of the day coming through the website at robertscottbell.com after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Mm-hmm.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks to Jonathan E. Moore, Cheryl Chumley, Norm Singleton for being on for the Sacred Fire of Liberty this hour, or the previous. And, of course, Super Don and I just hanging out, having a good time here. RobertScottBell.com for all the links. Those of you who are searching for the many ways to download and listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show after the fact, or you want to share it with your friends,
You can do that. The first place it always appears is our syndicator, GCN, GCNlive.com. And then we've been on National News Radio for many years now, TalkNetwork.com, working on updating that. Eventually iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and UK Health Radio across the pond, UKHealthRadio.com. So glad you're here. You could always leave a message on the toll-free number, 866-939-BELL. Did you see that thing Op-Ed sent us? I don't know if he sent you that link. Some other. There's always these new technologies that make it easier and easier for people to leave us messages. And we might just drop that toll-free number if people don't use it and just use another, you know, one of those apps or something. Did you see that, Don?
No, I didn't.
All right, I'll have to forward that to you. Just, you know, leave it to a millennial. They're so plugged into the latest
stuff.
Boy,
those young whippersnappers and their fancy schmancy technology.
Yeah, so we'll check us old people. We old people, how do you say that? I don't even know how to speak anymore. We'll check it out. We'll check it out. Otherwise, for now, you can call 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or go to robertscottbell.com, and guess what?
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, this question comes from William McNeely. He says, hey, Robert, been hearing you on Jerry Doyle's show and bought your book, Unlock the Power to Heal, but I'm wondering what you recommend for cutting cholesterol and lowering blood pressure. Maybe I got to hit the cholesterol issue again on Jerry Doyle's show because we've covered that, so maybe he didn't hear some of my other discussions. And he might be new to this show, so I can forgive him for not knowing the answer to that already. Excuse me. Oh, that was like a sun sneeze in the middle of the night.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. I was like, but an itchy nose, and then suddenly, hello. Much better. William says, pills work for a while, then pressure goes back up. Hope you can make a suggestion. Oh, he signed his name Bill. Sorry, Bill. William Bill. What do we do here? First, to answer the question, what do I recommend for cutting cholesterol? I'm going to ask Super Don. What do I recommend for cutting cholesterol? This is a trick question, of course.
Okay. How about you don't?
Dude, you know, you pay attention. It's incredible. And it's like you and Jerry Doyle actually pay attention to what I say. I mean, the only people in the world, I don't know, my listeners, I hear from them sometimes. Maybe they listen, maybe they don't. But I can always count on Super Don and Jerry Doyle to listen to what I'm saying. So, Bill, your turn. Cholesterol is not something you need to cut. In fact, the higher your cholesterol is, it's been basically linked to better brain function, higher cognition, lower incidences of Alzheimer's and other neurological degradation diseases. So the point is, if you want to live a long time and you want to have all of your faculties intact, including Mr. Johnson below, believe it or not, we've talked about that before, but cholesterol levels have everything to do with your sex hormones. Whatever. I'm just being polite. What do you want to say? Tallywhacker for our UK listeners?
I didn't have to. You did.
Oh, hey. Thank you. See, this is what you do. You goad me into saying things that make you laugh. Cholesterol, very critical precursor for testosterone, estrogen, progesterone. So if there's sexual dysfunction, erectile dysfunction, it's a side effect of cholesterol-lowering medications. Or if you just have, they call it low T, and I don't want you to take testosterone from synthetic sources externally. I want you to normalize their function or production from within. We talk about how to do that. Now, if your cholesterol is abnormally high, how do they know? It's not just a test that says your numbers are high. Have they tested your father, your mother, your aunts, your uncles, your grandparents? How do they know what's normal, high, normal, low, or normal, normal for you? They don't. Everybody has a different sweet spot that is normal. Our good buddy, Dr. Rashid Batar, has extraordinarily high cholesterol levels. Like he said, it was over 1,000 or in the 900s. He doesn't suffer a heart attack. He exercises. He eats well. But he's not worried about it because he knows, as do I, as you do now, Bill, that cholesterol does not cause heart disease. It is a critical precursor to longevity, if you will. I don't mean the company necessarily, but, you know, being young. That's what I'm saying. Staying young, even in old age. Now, your second part of the question is blood pressure. Obviously, you're dealing with blood pressure. What have we done with Jerry Doyle? Jerry Doyle was on 3 blood pressure medications. He's now on 1 and cutting down the dose, according to what he tells me. What have we done? We've worked with him on increasing his selenium intake. Selenium so that the cells of the body work, function well. You detoxify. And, of course, the vascular system suffers when your liver is suffering. So if you're on cholesterol-lowering medications and you have high blood pressure, the cholesterol-lowering medications may be implicated in the high blood pressure. Because if the liver is congested, then it can't metabolize, bind, and then excrete the toxic poisons, the metabolic waste, out through the colon or that which is normally designed to go to the kidneys. Now, the liver is not transforming in a way that the kidneys can handle it. And when the kidneys are put under undue pressure, burden, or congestion, blood pressure rises. Another issue with blood pressure is the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, from aspirin to ibuprofen. Tylenol is not, they say it's not technically an NSAID. But all of these things that impact liver, kidneys, digestive function impact blood pressure. Another aspect of blood pressure we see is your favorite intake beverage, Superdon. Go ahead. It's okay. It won't hurt you. Go ahead and say it. Yeah. For some people, caffeine, adrenal stimulants also elevate blood pressure. Right? Not everybody has the same reaction, but look at that as an issue. And the other issue, heavy metals, particularly cadmium. Cadmium impacts the kidneys very heavily and reduces selenium levels in your body. So that's another aspect of this, increasing selenium. And one other suggestion of the mineral kingdom, silicon. Not silicone, silicon or silica. Alta silica, we use a whole food form, and that is for vascular strength and elasticity. If you get like brittle bones, you could also get brittle arteries, brittle veins, if you don't have enough silica. And that will also result in high blood pressure as the body, the heart, struggles to pump the blood through non-elastic pathways, vessels, etc. So you can get a lot of the things I've just mentioned from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He's at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. Heavy metal detox you can get from King Bio. Selenium, of course, helps. Our friends at One World Whey, right? We talk about undenatured, non-denatured whey protein. That also enhances the body's ability to produce glutathione and detoxify. That is also a wonderful tool to help the liver and the kidneys. So, Bill, your question is great. That's why I wanted to spend the bulk of this segment on it, even though there are other things to discuss. Super Don, do I have permission to leave the question of the day and go to the next story?
Permission, you are dismissed.
Yeah, you're supposed to say permission is not required, you dodo.
Permission. Oh, damn it. Damn it.
I got you. No, it's okay. You're near the ocean. All is good. there's a headline that reads, and it's out of the Star Tribune in Minneapolis. Head of anti-vaccination group to host fundraiser for Rand Paul in Minnesota. Now, obviously, the implication here is we want to smear Rand Paul as he's an anti-vaxxer now because he's daring to go to a meeting hosted by the Canary Party. The Canary Party, founded by moms and dads, families who have children who have been injured by vaccines. Clearly not anti-vaccine, or else their kids would have never had vaccines. But truth be damned, what we want to do, and this guy who wrote it, Michael Broadkorb, I don't know who this guy is, if you've got any background on him, Super Don, but it seems to me he has got an extreme bias against Rand Paul and or people who have vaccine-injured children. The Canary Party, of course, remember Ginger Taylor has done a lot of work for them. They're hosting a fundraiser for Rand Paul. They like Rand Paul. Rand Paul believes in the freedom to say no. Even though he's a physician who is pro-vaccine, who has vaccinated his own children, but did modify the schedule and supports that as a concept that any parent should and could put into reality working with their physician. But it is interesting, just like they try to smear Chipotle on this E. coli thing, they're trying to smear Rand Paul as an anti-vaxxer, even though anti-vaxxer is not even a real term, it's a made-up PR term, to smear people who question the rate at which vaccines are given, who question the safety. And if you're not questioning the safety, you're bonkers, because $3 billion has already been paid out of taxpayer funds to basically compensate, not that you ever could, children, the families of children who have been injured or killed through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Isn't that interesting the way they label that? Head of anti-vaccination group. That's not an accident, the way they phrase that.
Well, the thing that frustrates me so much is that they make it, it's either or. Mm-hmm. It's you're either 100%, no questions asked, or you're anti-vaccine. You can't. There's no middle of the road. There's nobody who gets vaccinated, but they're concerned about the safety and they would like things to be
right.
improved. You know, it's like the analogy that you know, someone who says they might be, against seatbelts means that they're anti-car or something, you know,
yeah.
or, you know, I mean, it's so dumb.
No, it's not intellectually honest. Go back and listen to our discussion with Dr. Cornelia Friends from, I think it was Friday's show. That was a great hour that she was on. Really enjoyed that. Terrific stuff. I know people are struggling to find the what we call the archives, but they're there. They're there. We're going to make sure we get you more information on that. Finally, Generation X, of which I am a part, and I think you are too, Super Don. Cancer is on the rise, and the vaccine is just too late for us. Oh, woe is us.
Man.
We missed the boat on the HPV shot.
Be like, get smart. Missed it by
that much. Yeah, exactly. So they're basically lying to you. They're lying to everybody on HPV vaccines. They're lying to you about HPV causing cancer. In fact, what they're doing is they're modifying their language now because they know they're lying. So they call it HPV-related cancers. They don't dare say HPV causes cancer because they know they don't have a scientific leg to stand on. So they keep basically hoodwinking the public by saying HPV-related head and neck cancers for men. Right? Michael Douglas claims oral sex on his wife caused throat cancer, esophageal cancer. Now, why his wife is still married to him after that, I don't know. But this is the kind of nonsense and idiocy and lunacy that continues to parade as real science as, of course, the mainstream media, CNN of which it are, coming to say, woe is you, Generation X. But you millennials, you're good. Take three shots and don't call me in the morning when you're in the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court begging for compensation after you're suffering with Guillain-Barré or infertility. Don't do it.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Clavella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swung up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore's 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm like all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735 or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, we do have breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Gotta pay attention, all my Floridians, my friends in Florida. They've done it. They're trying to follow in the footsteps of California. I hope they wouldn't. But there's a new bill called Senate Bill 646 threatening vaccine exemptions. We got a heads up from our good buddy Sayer G from Green Med Info, and the links are up, and we're going to add them into the show notes, and we're going to see if we can follow up on detail tomorrow on the Friday edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Senate Bill 646, and it's going to force government tracking of records. It's going to be such an invasive law if it's passed. Now, it's very early on, but this is the time to act. Don't go to sleep like our friends in California did. Act now. Small window of opportunity so you can block anybody, your particular legislator representative in Florida, from co-sponsoring a dunderheaded bill like this. SB 646. You've got to, actually, there's a special session going on until tomorrow. So you want to make tomorrow, Friday, your plans to find your legislator, make a call, let them know, do not support SB 646. We'll see if we can talk about it more tomorrow on the show, but I'll add it in the notes. We've got it blasting out through the social media as well. We'll reach out to Sayer G. Good Lord, man, oh man. If this happens in Florida, I'm calling Michael Badnarik and, of course, his famous 45. Anyway, I'll leave that as it is. For now, we've got one more story, Super Don, and I guess this goes to bows and arrows. Another one of those stupid suspend a child because we have zero tolerance for anything that remotely resembles violence. This child was suspended for pretending to shoot imaginary bow and arrow, right? This is like double imagination, pretending to shoot an imaginary bow and arrow. They were playing Power Rangers when he shot the imaginary bow. He's 6 years old. 6 years old.
And 6 years old?
Yeah, 6 years old, and it's like Malachi, never had a disciplinary issue before, sent home from Our Lady of Lourdes School in Cincinnati, Ohio. What does this teach children when a school can't tell the difference between imagination and playtime and a real violent act? What does this teach kids?
He was playing Power Ranger.
Yeah, adults are idiots. And the people at this school are absolute idiots. And I don't care if this is a Catholic school or whatever school it is, because it might be. This is stupid. I mean, you want to hide people from violence? You're going to have to hide them from the Bible. Violence all in that book. You're going to tell me that normal play of a kid pretending to be a Power Ranger and an imaginary bow and arrow is something that you're going to, you know, all right, listen, if you got a problem with pretend violent play, talk to the kid. Go, well, that's not allowed here. You send them home, and that sends a message that adults have no earthly idea how to run this place, which is pretty true in a lot of cases. Look at Washington, D.C. But zero-tolerance policy is for idiots, people who can't think or won't think.
Listen, okay, this is a Catholic school, and apparently they have no tolerance for any real, pretend, or imitated violence. And this principle, I guess, stands by this punishment. So I guess, can you imagine what would have happened, though, if instead of trying to play Power Ranger, he played, like, I don't know, what, Spanish Inquisition?
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, you had to throw that. What about if he played Butcher? Let me ask you, the people at this Catholic school that run this school, are they vegetarians? Or are they meat eaters? Can they eat meat on Fridays? When do they is the slaughtering of an animal not a violent act? I mean, I guess you could do it humanely, but it's still an element of violence there. Like I said, this is idiotic. This is lunatic. And this is the kind of thing that you're going to raise kids to be adults that can't function because they've been taught that they don't have to think. They just set a zero-tolerance policy, and they won't think. This is how people become skeptics. They're raised by idiots that have zero-tolerance policies in place, and then they grow up, and they become the amazing Brandy. Jeez, man.
Brandy?
Randy, sorry. Whatever. Whatever, dude. Okay, guys and girls. Super Don, get to the ocean some more. I want to talk to you tomorrow, of course. We've got to put another show together. We've got Dr. King, Healing Revolution. Big announcements there as well. And, we've got some exciting new things happening for the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don will be working on behind the scenes. And we'll let you know as soon as we know. Thank you, Ben, on the board. Thanks to Jonathan and everybody else for joining us on the Sacred Fire of Liberty. Tell your friends, the God's honest truth, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.